Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
So, Nick, a new hotspot here on Miracle Mile, Chibo. And now, why did you choose this area of Miami to open the restaurant?
Well, we've been looking at Miami for a while, and the tendency for anybody coming from outside of the city is to go down to South Beach and most recently right down to downtown, because those are the hot spots. But being a new player in the city, we want to grow our roots and really understand the city, and we decide to go where people live as opposed to where the tourists are coming. So Coral Gables is a perfect community where people live here year-round, but it is a destination area for tourists to some degree. So we get the best of both worlds. We get the tourists during the busy season, but during a slower season, which is typically June to September, people live here. So we won't have that slower season.
Fantastic. Now, for people, say, coming from Toronto who don't know anything about Miracle Mile, can you describe it a little bit?
Miracle Mile is a beautiful enclave where people actually live, million-dollar homes throughout the area. It's a mini Yorkville just outside of the city. It's about 15 minutes south of Miami center. So it is just on the outskirts. And I'd say it's equivalent to an Etobicoke in Toronto.
And a good area for people to come if they're coming to visit Miami?
A great area for some fantastic restaurants. So it is a restaurant destination in terms of per capita. There's lots of restaurants on the mile. Great for entertainment. There's lots of bars and so on. And if you're in the market for clothing, Merrick Park is one of the premier shopping plazas in North America. So Bell Harbor and Merrick Park are the two main high-end fashion design malls, and that one there is in Coral Gables.
Fantastic. Now, tell me a little bit about Chibo. What's the menu like, and what are you going for with this place?
Well, Chibo is a sister restaurant to Chow in Toronto and Yorkville, and very similar in terms of the menu, very authentic, rustic Italian. Our chef is actually from Salerno, only been in North America for 7 years, so a true passion for the Italian cuisine, understands it very well. Casual, but you can come dressed if you like. Our food is moderately priced, but well presented and great value. And our wine list is exceptional. And our wines go from $30 bottle of wine to $1,800 bottle of wine. So we are really noted for our wine list, and people seem to have enjoyed it, and it's doing extremely well for us.
Fantastic. Now, you have a very unique way of getting the wine bottles down from the wall. Tell me about that.
Well, in coming to Miami, you try to understand the culture. And one word that kept coming up in my discussions in the restaurant and wines and in liquor was always top tier. And top shelf is the other word they're using. So always top shelf meant the premier wines or premier liquors. And so our wine cellar is 18 feet high. And in my mind, that word always stuck to me. And I said, well, how do we get to that top shelf and how do we make it really something incredible? Well, we've created a wine angel who actually flies up 18 feet to the top shelf. So if anybody wants a spectacular 1997 Tignanello, we have it on our top shelf. And Amy, our wine angel, will be pleased to go up there and get that wine for you. So she actually is on a hydraulic system where she actually flies, and it's almost like a Cirque du Soleil style sommelier, let's say.
And this is very unique. I don't think anybody else has this, do they?
Nobody's doing anything like this anywhere in North America. I think there's a couple who've done a wine tower, but ours is both vertical and horizontal in terms of the breadth of where she flies across to. And one thing she does, it's a real treat for people. We have tastings in our wine cellar, and she also plays violin. So she'll be up at 18 feet in the air and will be playing violin while you're doing your wine tasting. And it seems to be a tremendous hit. And lots of write-ups about it. We've been on Deco Drive and a few of the popular stations down here, and it's been great. It's a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Nick, in a word, if people are coming from Toronto to Miami, is it a good place to visit?
I think Miami is one of the most outstanding cities in North America, particularly in the wintertime, because it's an alpha city, one of the world-renowned, and it's got plenty of entertainment. Culture is unbelievable, both from food, but also from the arts perspective. So they have some tremendous art shows, and it's a wonderful place to be, particularly in the dead of winter when we don't want to be in Toronto.
Thanks, Nick. Great restaurant. Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much, Gloria.